We just went around the college football gridiron. George and I had a lot of hot sports opinions about college football, so we thought we'd take some calls, see what the P1s are thinking about all this football, generic. And let's start with, how about Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County? You're on the ticket.
Hey, Georgie, you remember me? It's your cousin Elmer Wayne.
I remember you, but you're not my cousin. Not my cousin.
I know you remember me because I was the one who helped you get revenge on that girl that you got so mad at when she didn't buy into the science behind blue balls.
Okay. no, that didn't happen.
Boy, did you get your revenge. That was fun, wasn't it? No, hey,
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I also taught you how to French kiss.
No.
Many times.
No, you did not.
Many times.
I know you did. I don't know you that way.
Yeah, and I taught you what a girl might feel like, too. Remember that?
No.
Remember the slogan? No. Treat the backside like a front side.
Okay.
Anyway.
Come on.
Hey, listen, man, you still on radio?
In fact, we're on the radio right now.
I remember you when you got that radio gig, how you were big time in all of us, right? Because you had electricity.
I was not big time in you.
You were all like bragging about how you can go to the bathroom indoors.
Oh,
yeah, I guess that gig kind of put you out of our bracket, didn't it?
Well, I don't know what your bracket is.
You're hot stuff, don't you? Yeah, you know, we're still living out here on the family trailer compound out here in Van Zandt County. Ain't seen you in a while.
Well, it's because I don't know you.
You don't come out for the 4th of July picnics anymore.
I never did.
But it's a fun place out here. You know, we ain't got a roof, but we got a lot of love. That's what we like to say.
That's nice.
In fact, our first cousin, Ruth Ann, she done had our 13th child.
Wow.
What?
We'd love for you to be the godfather of that there child, too.
I don't know about that.
We's hoping this one's going to be good luck. You know, all our other ones are all hemophiliacs and cross-eyed. But
gosh.
Yeah, they got some problems in their chromosomes or something. But the good news is that the state keeps taking away our kids a few at a time, so... Wow, that's a win-win.
That's terrible.
Gives them a better life, and it frees up a bedroom or two for a meth lab.
Oh, my gosh.
But what are you up to these days?
Well,
still got a car that works and everything?
Yeah, got a truck that works, yeah.
Yeah, hey there, did you hear about my 13-year-old boy, Elmer Wayne Jr.?
No.
Oh, man, you got to start reading the family Christmas newsletters, man. It was so funny. He was trying to cut across our backyard at night past his curfew, and, you know, we got a pretty tough curfew on him because of all the car theft and ethnically charged forum postings. And,
wow.
You know, he's got an 8 p.m. curfew.
That's a pretty strict curfew.
Well, not that. It's of the following day. So he's got to be in by 8 p.m. the following day. But anyways, he was cutting across the backyard. It's so funny. He's cutting across the backyard, and one of the pit bulls broke the tow strap that we was using as a tether to the trailer.
Yeah.
And went after E-Dub Deuce. Yeah, that's what we call Elmer Wayne Jr. But
E-Dub Deuce.
And anyway, Jr., he got to the red oak tree to try to climb it to get away from the dog, but that dog got him right at the base of it and just tore him up. I mean, just went to town. Damn, that dog's so territorial.
Well, what's funny about that?
Oh, what's funny is that the county they found his right arm in was Denton County, and then that's your county. So,
oh, my gosh.
No, that's coincidence.
That's awful.
No quinky-dink there.
That's just awful.
Hey, listen, old boy, I'm calling you for a very specific purpose.
What's that?
Well, I was figuring since you work at a ticket outlet and all,
yeah,
that I wanted to see if you could get me some college football tickets.
Well, who you want to see?
I want to see my Crimson Tide roll right there in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Come on, boy. You got to make that happen for me. You got to get me some tickets to my Crimson Tide.
They're his Crimson Tide?
I didn't know. Why don't you support a Texas school?
Well, I do. Plus, I want to in Kyle Field. We took old Utah State to the woodshed, didn't we?
Yeah, sure did, yeah.
Hey, speaking of woodshed, I hid the constable's body in hours when he came out here to serve a warrant without giving us a prior courtesy text.
Oh, God. Wow, Elmer Wayne.
You know, them just manners, you know? I mean, come on. Hey, what do you think Kirby Smart going to do this year? Get them Bulldogs ready for a natty.
Well, I'm sure they'll have another great season, I guess.
I love college football. I'm SEC all the way, except for my Aggies. I love my Aggies, too, you know.
Well, they're SEC.
And, hey, go Longhorns, too. I love Longhorns.
How could you be a fan of the Aggies and the Longhorns?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of a fan of all colleges, seeing as how I didn't go to all of them equally.
Right.
Hey, also,
no.
You know I hate to bug you.
But called.
My veterinarian says that my heart's about to give out.
Vet. Go see your vet for heart
issues. Because I've been running it at about 300 beats per minute for the past, 20 years or so.
Oh, my gosh.
Due to this bathtub crank I've been making.
Yeah.
And he seems to think that I'm running out of beats to have.
Yeah.
So could you do me a favor and, like, donate me or loan me a ventricle or two?
No.
I'm not asking you for your whole heart. You know, I recognize that I got to construct one out of spare parts here, but if I can have a couple of ventricles, I can maybe pair that with, some old car parts or something I can find out in my tinker shed.
Seems fair.
No. Dick Cheney Darth Vader heart hat.
Well, you need to go see a doctor. Don't ask me for parts.
Boy, I can't afford a doctor now. What are you talking about? That's some of that radio money talking there.
Oh, man.
I tell you what. All right, if you can't do it, I'll harvest out of one of these kids.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even bother learning their names no more.
That's so depressing talking to you.
Hey, listen, you change your mind about that heart. You give old Alma Wayne a call.
Okay.
I can be reached at the Van Zandt County Jail. You look it up. It's on the Google somewhere.
Okay.
All right. I have got
Goes Elmer Wayne.
Guess that was his one call for the day.
I guess so.